This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. Ballots from last month's primary are under review by election officials who are looking for discrepancies between paper votes and electronic records. The risk-limiting audits are required by state law. Bipartisan teams will randomly select ballots to make sure they were accurately recorded by automated scanners. If they find too many errors, a full recount is triggered, but the Secretary of State's office says that has not happened since the audits began in 2017. Pepsi says it will build its largest U.S. plant in Denver. CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports the company chose Colorado over three other states.
The 1.2 million square foot facility will sit on roughly 152 acres of land near Denver International Airport. Denver is giving Pepsi $1 million in cash incentives for the project to be doled out in installments. As part of the deal, all 250 employees at Pepsi's Brighton Boulevard plant in Denver's Rhino neighborhood will move to the new location. Pepsi says it'll create an additional 250 jobs as well. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
The San Luis Valley District Attorney has resigned. CPR's Allison Sherry reports 12th Judicial DA Alonzo Payne was facing a recall election after criticism over how he treated crime victims.
Earlier this week, Attorney General Phil Weiser announced an agreement that ordered Payne to dramatically improve how he treats crime victims and families with criminal cases. A state investigation found Payne and his staffers belittled, ignored, and yelled at crime victims, and he repeatedly violated the Victims' Rights Act. Payne resigned on Wednesday, effective at midnight. Attorney General Weiser will take over prosecutions in the district until Governor Polis appoints a temporary replacement. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
And stay tuned to CPR News and KRCC.